KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Hello, I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. The essence of all movies is time, how it passes, how it has the power to transform. Time is especially precious in Baby Teeth. It's a funny and deeply affecting debut feature streaming on demand about Milla, a gravely ill girl who doesn't have enough of it left. As plot premises go, that's hardly original, but art transforms too, and the level of artistry here is out of all proportion to the smallish scale of this Australian coming-of-age drama, which was directed by Shannon Murphy from a screenplay by Rita Calneye. Everything seems freshly discovered. Lives connect spontaneously, explosively. Love bursts forth inappropriately, but unquenchably. Milla is played by Eliza Scanlon, who is so radiant as the similarly doomed Beth in Greta Gerwig's version of Little Women. She still has a few baby teeth because of some rare condition, but she's 15 when the story begins, and almost knocked off her feet by a strung-out 20-something running for a train. His name is Moses. It's a sensational performance by Toby Wallace, and he might as well be wearing a Dayglo sign saying bad news, not just because she's underage and he's been thrown out of the house by his mother, but because he's a two-bit drug dealer who's addicted to the drugs he deals. Opposites attract, hardly a revelation, so Milla sees him as great news. But understandably so, Moses has lightning strikes of insight along with his street smarts, a gift for expressive gab, a muddled head but a tender soul. Milla is vulnerable and looks even more so when she isn't wearing her chemo wig. But she's driven by a fierce life wish and a Lolita-like lust for danger that allows her, even prompts her, to bring Moses home to meet her parents. Henry, her psychiatrist father, is played by the superb Ben Mendelsohn. Anna, her mother, is played by Essie Davis. She was the star of the TV series Miss Fisher's Murder Mysteries, and the widow being driven bonkers by her 7-year-old son in the Australian horror film The Babadook. The parents are predictably stunned by the pierced and tattooed apparition in their living room. He's got problems, Anna says, an understatement of epic proportions. As Milla's new friendship veers toward romance, other parents might call the cops, but Moses makes Milla happy and her parents grateful, so he remains more or less welcome under their roof. This is the worst possible parenting I can imagine, Anna says with a rueful smile. Yes, it is, but no, it isn't. Baby Teeth sets the question of what makes an appropriate match against the matter of Milla's mortality. During one of many moments of exquisite delicacy, the camera simply watches Milla staring into space or beyond. It's a movie with room for mystery. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.
KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.